Next is Manager Green.
Good evening, and thank you very much. It's really encouraging to see Commissioner, is it Sayer, here this evening, and I want to thank Mr., please, I've forgotten your last name.
Oh, mine?
Yes.
Preston.
Yes. For not just holding these hearings, but really welcoming people and helping them to relax and speak their mind. I go to a lot of hearings in the course of my job as Environmental Director for Clearwater, and that's not always the case, so it's deeply appreciated by this community. I want to reiterate what others have alluded to, that utilities provide essential services. And in the case of Central Hudson and the other utilities around the state, the distribution portion of the service that they provide is provided as a monopoly. So it's not like they're building widgets or selling designer clothing. They're selling an essential service. And in that regard, they really need to be regulated and the public's interests protected. They should not be subject to Wall Street speculation. I don't know how much the Public Service Commission can do about that and how much would require a change in laws, but common sense says that this is not just an unessential commodity. It's an essential commodity, and it is a monopoly. You asked why is this particular merger worse than others, and we'll be preparing a full analysis of that. But one of the things that strikes me initially is that the termination payments of the two top executives exceed the economic development incentive for a five-county service area. So five counties get less than one termination package, and there are two of them. There's no commitment to transitioning to a green energy economy. You asked, if we change some conditions, could we change our mind? And I want to say outright that I don't think anything would change my mind about the Fortis takeover of Central Hudson. I think that if Central Hudson needed to sell the company for example, Con Edison already has acquired Orange and Rockland. This is an adjacent service area. Such an acquisition might make sense. It's also a New York company, and we won't have to figure out the potential challenge of NAFTA. Rates, if the rates charged to the customers, to Central Hudson customers, and that's the residents, the businesses, the municipalities, and everyone who makes up our community, reflect the cost to provide the service, maintenance, and to prepare for a transition to distributed energy, which I heard Chairman Gary Brown speak about so eloquently. That includes increased solar net metering, it includes microgrids, and it includes dealing with the bidirectional flow on existing distribution systems. Those are real costs that should be integrated, but unreasonable profits and Wall Street speculation really should not. A guarantee of union jobs. And the reason that this is important is that these linemen and the workers know the system. That's why when, I don't remember, it's the Morehouse or Moreland Commission came around the state. Central Hudson got very, very high ratings in response to the Sandy and other disasters. What happened is people came in from out of the area, and they don't know the area, but our service providers, our union workers, really do know the system, and that's why we've had as good service as we have. That they would guarantee that they would actively promote a transition to a green energy economy. And finally, that they would guarantee that the total of the termination payments to the top executives did not exceed individually, but that the whole total package did not exceed a five-county economic development incentive to the Central Hudson service area. Thank you.